Welcome to D&B College. Today we're shaping a rag vocal layer so it feels tight, DJ friendly, and properly connected to that jungle old school D&B energy in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not to drop a giant vocal on top of the track and hope it works. We want something that behaves like part of the drum arrangement. Something raw, rhythmic, and intentional. A vocal that can sit in the intro, push the first drop, lift the breakdown, and still leave space for the break and sub to hit hard. Why this works in D&B is pretty simple. Jungle and early drum and bass treated vocals almost like percussion. Short phrases, strong attitude, clear consonants, and enough space between hits for the drums to breathe. That's the mindset. The vocal should add pressure and swagger, not fight the snare. Start with the right source. Pick a short rag of phrase, a shout, an ad lib, or a call and response line with character. Don't go for a long sung vocal. You want something that can be chopped into one beat or two beat cells. Trim it cleanly in Ableton, and if the tail is messy, fade it out fast so it doesn't blur the groove. What to listen for here is personality and attack. If the sample already feels strong in solo and you can imagine it repeating over a break, that's a good sign. If it sounds too smooth or too long-winded, it'll probably fight the old-school feel. Now make a creative choice. Do you want a chopped hook feel or a held phrase feel? For jungle and ragga D&B, the chopped version usually wins. It gives you more movement, more rhythmic tension, and more DJ utility. You can slice around syllables or words and trigger them like percussion. The held phrase version can work too, especially if you want a chant-like statement, but the chopped approach is usually the stronger starting point. The next move is all about groove. Put the breakbeat under the vocal and start placing vocal hits around the snare, not on top of it. Land a hit just before the snare, or just after it, or on an off beat where the drum pattern leaves room. Even a tiny nudge can change the feel from lazy to urgent. In Ableton's clip view, move the vocal by small amounts until it locks in. What to listen for now is the relationship between the vocal and the snare. If the vocal is stepping on the snare, stop and fix that first. Shorten the clip, move it earlier or later, and let the snare own its space. That's a big part of what makes old school jungle hit so hard. The rhythm is crowded in a smart way, not in a messy way. Once the timing feels right, shape the sound with a simple stuck device chain. A solid starting point is EQ8, then saturator, then compressor, then a little reverb or delay. With EQ8, high pass the low end so the vocal isn't dragging rumble into the mix. Usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is a good starting area. If it's muddy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets harsh, check the upper mids and reduce only what hurts. Then bring in saturator for grit. You don't need loads. A small amount of drive can make the vocal feel denser, closer, and more aggressive. The aim is character, not ugly distortion. After that, use compression to even out the level so the louder and quieter syllables sit more consistently in the break. Keep it gentle. You want control, not flattening. Finally, add a short reverb or delay if needed. Keep it tight. A small room or a short slap can add space, but too much will smear the rhythm and soften the punch. A good rule in D&B is that the vocal should feel present, but not huge. If it sounds massive in solo, it may be too much once the drums and bass come in. For a second layer of character, try auto filter, echo, and utility. This can be a duplicate layer or a more affected variation of the same vocal. Auto filter can thin the vocal out for an intro and then open it up at the drop. Echo can create that ragged dubby bounce, but keep the feedback under control so the groove stays clear. Utility helps you keep the layer centered and mono-friendly if needed. This is your tone decision point. Go gritty and direct if the vocal is part of the drop's rhythmic engine. Go dubby and atmospheric if it's helping with transitions or breakdowns. Both can work, but they do different jobs. Now think in phrases, not just hits. A really usable structure is a one-bar vocal cell repeated twice, a two-bar call and response, or a four-bar statement with space on the last bar. That makes the track more DJ-friendly, because a selector can mix around the phrase boundaries and the drums still have room to breathe. What to listen for here is balance. If the vocal repeats too much, the break loses impact. If it disappears for too long, the hook loses identity. The sweet spot is where the vocal feels memorable, but never overcrowded. Once the timing and tone are working, bring in the bass line and listen to everything together. This is where the real check happens. Ask yourself, can I still hear the snare clearly on the backbeat? Does the vocal sit above the bass without masking its midrange? Does it make the track feel more dangerous, or just busier? Usually, the vocal needs to be quieter than you first think. That's normal in jungle. The drums and bass are still the engine. If the vocal is too wide, too loud, or too bright, It can weaken the center of the mix. Keeping the main vocal centered is often the safest choice, especially if it carries the main phrase. A solid mono center usually translates better on club systems too. Now let the vocal evolve with automation. In the intro, you can automate a filter so it starts thinner and opens as the drop arrives. You can bring in a little more delay on the last word of a phrase, then pull it back. You can reduce reverb in the main drop so the vocal stays punchy. You can even dip the volume briefly after a vocal hit so the snare lands clean. The key here is restraint. Don't automate everything at once. A couple of well-placed moves are much better than overcooking the whole thing. In jungle and ragga DNB, tension and release matter. The vocal should move, but it should still feel like it's landing with the drums, not floating away from them. If you've got a chopped pattern that feels good and you keep getting lost in the processing, commit it to auto. Resample it, freeze it, bounce it, and work with the printed version. That's a smart move. It lets you focus on arrangement instead of endless sound design tweaking. And in this style, fast commitment often wins. If the groove is there, lock it in and move on. A useful beginner habit is to version your work in stages: raw chop, rhythm locked, dry mix, effect version, printed version. That way you don't lose the best take while chasing a more finished sound. Also, keep an ear on the last word of each phrase. That's where the section's shape often gets felt the most. If that final syllable drags over the next bar, tighten the cut or clean up the delay throw. Small edit, big difference. Here's a really important listening check. Mute the bass first and listen to the vocal against the break alone. If it already sounds crowded before the bass even enters, it's not ready yet. Fix the rhythm before you keep polishing the tone. In this style, timing beats tone. A rough vocal that lands well is more valuable than a beautifully processed vocal that lands awkwardly. Let's talk about common mistakes quickly. Don't make the vocal too long. Don't place it directly on top of the snare. Don't overwiden the main layer. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't ignore low mid buildup around the muddy zone. And don't judge it only in solo. The full track is where it either works or falls apart. If you want a darker, heavier result, treat the vocal like percussion first. Keep the main layer dry and aggressive. Use filtered repeats instead of constant volume. Resample a nasty pass and blend it quietly underneath. And protect mono compatibility early, because that center image is doing a lot of the heavy lifting. For arrangement, think like a DJ. A short tease in the intro works well. A clearer phrase at the first drop gives the tune identity. Then pull it back in the middle, or leave a bar of silence before the switch. In the second drop, change one thing so it feels evolved, not just repeated. Shorten the gaps, add a darker layer, or cut one word entirely. That keeps the hook familiar while making the drop feel bigger. If you want a very DJ-friendly move, drop the vocal out for one full bar before the switch. That little hole creates tension and gives the next section more impact. Simple, but powerful. So the big idea is this: keep ragga vocals short, rhythmic, and purposeful. Shape them to work with the break, not over it. Use EQ8, saturator, compressor, echo, and auto filter to make the vocal gritty, controlled, and mix-ready. Check everything in context with drums and bass. Protect the snare, the sub, and the mono center, and aim for a vocal that feels like part of the jungle machine. Your practice move today is to build a 4-bar ragga vocal hook that sits cleanly over a jungle break without masking the snare. Make one version that feels direct and rhythm first, and one version that feels darker and more atmospheric. Keep the main phrase recognizable in both. Use only stock Ableton devices. Keep the main vocal centered. Let the drums stay in charge. Take that challenge and trust your ears. If the groove feels strong, you're on the right path. That's the sound of old school DNB energy done properly.